I think going into it, I know a lot of people on the outside were probably thinking because of the league game, maybe it was going to be a bit more straightforward for us. But we knew, obviously, with Connor coming back and the four or five boys that maybe were in America when we played them in the league, it was never going to be the case. They were coming in off three massive wins, like they beat, I think, three of the top five teams in the division, and obviously they're one of the other teams and we're the other one. So, you know, Owen Rose, Kalein, and the Mahi, obviously. So we knew it was going to be no easy task, and obviously I just showed today, like, we went in three up at half time, and you know, we could have maybe went a few more. We obviously missed a few chances and they missed a few, but look, thankfully at the end of the day, we felt like people were questioning us. We're a championship club, we've always been a championship club, hey, and championship means everything, and we knew we were going to have a fight when it come to the last 10 minutes to show it. So thankfully we come out on the right end of it.
And you were, they were level eight times, and yeah, level going into injury time. Yeah. But you know, that bit of experience, you know, really was so important at the end. I think it was Danny and Conor McAlisky, and a great midfield display from Declan as well, that sort of carried us through at the end.
No, in the first half, maybe the younger lads probably stood up a wee bit more, to be fair to. I thought Reece Donnelly was very, very good in the first half, getting in deep into the corners and created a few good scoring chances for us. But as you say, look, the cream always raises the top, and Skeet at the end running through, and young Owen Mansell brilliant as well when he come on. Don kicked that 45, and it sort of set the wheels in motion for then the next one to go over, and that was all shaped. But you're right, the whole way through the team, I thought from 1 to 15, maybe not first half were exceptional, and whatever subs come on, but I thought second half to a pillar, we were the better team and we were fully deserving of our victory.
You've had a few tough years yourself with injury. You missed a couple of years and you've come back.
Old dog yet, boy.
I did. It was missed probably a full season, maybe two seasons ago, and maybe half of last season. So look, it's fantastic to be back on the pitch. After the second cruciate, I honestly never thought I'd have got back on a pitch, just mentally, and you know, things. I have a young family, and as I was telling Kevin Kelly there, like, after the first cruciate operation, my wife was only out of the hospital like 2 weeks with the mastectomy on my first lad, and then this boy had to get his tonsils out, and when I was doing the second one, it was nearly like, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. So between my own parents, Una, my wife, and you know, all my family and friends, and Una's family, I owe a lot to them, because without that I wouldn't have been able to get out of the house, to get my rehab done, to get into training. And you know, people say it's, you know, I done the hard work, I didn't, I just done what I was told to do. I needed a lot of help babysitting and child mating, and you know, my wife's a hairdresser, a lot of her work's late evenings, so it sort of clashes with football, and I owe a lot to a lot of people around me, and thankfully I have good people around me, and Kevin and Damien Cassidy had good shots for me after I'd done the second one. And it was just, you know, when you're talking to men like that, you know, they're telling you nearly to push on and keep going, you know, it gives you that wee bit of lift you maybe you need at the stage. So, but look, it's not about me tonight, it's about the lads, and it's been a brilliant, what, 7-8 months. We've won all 19 games we played. I wasn't part of maybe the first 10 or 11 of them, but thankfully now I'm here, part of this bit, and hopefully we can make a push on at Ulster now.
And are you ready to go for next year, back to senior yourself?
Well, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how the legs go at the end of the year. Like, I haven't made any decision. We'll see how it comes at the end of the year and see how the body is, you know. So there's nothing to say. Obviously, touch wood, nothing does happen. Like, but obviously, at my age and sort of the previous few years, you can't really ever judge them too far ahead. So no, but look, it's brilliant. It's great to be back out with lads. I know my time's sort of limited on the pitch. I'm 36 now, but time next season starts, I'll be 37. So if I can offer anything to Clonoe, I'll offer it, as always. But we just have to see where the body is and sort of mind is come that stage too.
And there's a bit to go to this season yet. You've an Ulster club and Savile of Down. Yeah.
There is. I seen that one pretty. Maybe was it last night they were on. I seen one pretty convincingly in the end up down in Downleg. But I only even heard that this morning. I never watched it. I seen it on TV. TV last night. Like, but I seen the papers this morning, and somebody was telling me that we play the winners if we progress, obviously, today. And I don't get too far ahead of myself. Like, at the end of the day, you have to take one game at a time. And you know, now we can look towards Ulster. And at the end of the day, I think I'm right in saying this, that Clonoe have never won an Ulster Championship game, so we'll be looking to right that wrong come what, the 7th or 8th of November, whatever day that does tend to be on. So all being well, we'll be there, ready to go.